are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you're loving everything that's going on. I am dancing. I'm having so much fun. Thank you, Spirit, for this playlist. Thank you for coming in my dreams and giving me this playlist because I'm loving it. Yes. And I hope you're all loving it just as much as I'm loving it. Any hoozles? We are transitionings. Yes, that's right. We're transitionings. Making up my own words. Adding S's at the end. What in God's Googleplex? Oh, sorry, I'm just seeing things. What is that? Anyway, so we're going to transition over here to some shamanic. It is time. Well, actually, I said 7:05, so I'm a little early. I'm running a little early. So here's my chance to plug-o. Anyways, catch me on Sunday, 1 p.m. From time to time, I do 12 to 2. I do 2 hours from time to time. But catch me at 1 p.m. 1:20 is going to be the icing and the middle of the cake. It's going to be the icing and the middle of the cake. Basically, I do inspirational speaking. So I'm going to be praising the Lord, preaching the word. Hallelujah, amen. Preaching the gospel. But channeling spirit. And on Sundays we play gospel. We basically Americana. We play, you know, gospel, bluegrass, New Orleans jazz, country, folk, old-timey, soul, hip-hop, classical, easy listening, you know, all 50s. And I like to give it to you, all American roots on Sundays because, you know, I like to give thanks to what else is rock and roll birthed from? It was birthed from gospel. And a lot, you know, this is the roots of our country and the roots of our country music. And so I believe that mixture with being able to have Sundays for the day to day of rest, but the day to connect with spirit. You know, some may be Christian, some may, you know, be whatever your religion, whatever you believe in. Tune in whenever you want because, you know, we're open to everything. And it is the, you know, connecting with spirit. You see, you have to understand, mediumship is not a religion. Mediumship is not a belief. It's actually a scientific phenomenon and it's a fact. Proven by scientists, but you know, I'm not here to track it down, chase it down, be like, you better believe. I really don't care if you believe or not. I know it's real. My clients know it's real. People who tune in and listen on know it's real. They have their experience, you know. Take it if you want or leave it. If you don't believe in this stuff, don't believe in it. Find something that you like. If you don't want to believe in anything, don't believe in anything, you know. It's the beauty about freedom, right? Free will, freedom of choice. You got to do things that resonate with you. So, you know, if you're tuning into this and tuning on, just like, it's too much, you know, into the God world or it's too much into the opposite side of whatever, yada, yada, yada. You know, tune into something else. Tune into something that works. Again, I'll remind all y'all, I'm going to remind all y'all that 80% of Americans have experienced a paranormal phenomenon or believe in the paranormal phenomenon. And I'm just going to leave you with that. Anyways, it is 7:04. We're getting, let's see, 5, 3, 54, 55, 56, 57. Wave of the future, bringing the milk, bringing the blueprint. Oh my God, I'm talking about, do you remember? The Aviator, about Howard Hughes and Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's like, bring the milk. Oh my goodness. Focus, Mariah. Focus in. Anyway. All right, so it's 7:05. Let's get into it. So we're going to do a shamanic journey. And what is this? What are we doing? I'm going to be drumming. Now, I should have got some cloth over this because it's going to be real loud. But whoever, I just go with the flow. I don't even have my drumsticks. Can you hear that? Do you hear that? Am I coming in clear? sure you can hear that. So during the drumming, I'm going to have a shamanic journey. I may sing, I may talk, I may shut up. You know, either way, you're going to connect and get the feel for yourself of what this is. You may start tripping. You may have a full-on, like, ayahuasca trip without the ayahuasca. You may very well just go into the complete state of drugs without drugs. Or you may not experience anything at all. Or you may get a message. It really is about free flow. We keep it free form. Keep it free form. We keep it flowing and we just let it in. Whatever it is we need to know. It is the new moon. So mind you, this is a beautiful day. We're manifesting our greatest good. See a vision for yourself. Catch a vision. Everything that's going on here right now on radio, Ich liebe Radio, means I love radio in German. Yeah. Everything that's going on here. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Love it, love it, love it. Get into it. Ha, ha, ha. You know, you just have to flow and be there. So, you know, you might get a spirit animal who comes in when we come in, and it's going to guide you to wherever you need to go. A lot of times when I do the shamanic journeying, I get a lot of past life regression, and I feel a lot of past lives from Native Americans and Native American ancestry. I see a lot of Native American guides that come in, and it's so beautiful. So you may see something different. I always see the Wild West. So I know, you know, so you may see something different, but whatever it is, this is your journey, this is your space, and this is your time, and this is you. So get nice and cozy. We're going to do this for about 7 to 10 minutes or even more. We're just going to flow. We're going to see how it goes. Oh my God, there's so much music still going in my head, like Grease 2 soundtrack. It won't stop. The Grease 2 soundtrack is like... Oh God. Sorry. Listen, gigglies and laughter, it's good going into it as shamanic drumming. Okay. Ready? To this energy right now. Getting into the cosmic self. Cosmic radiance that is truly you. you see any of your spirit guides. What does it sound like? What do they feel like? What do they look like? With every beat of the drum, we are opening up this time and space into your consciousness. The drum is a reflection of your heartbeat, traveling through all kinds of frequency, guiding you to your best to be. What are you manifesting? Hum, 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 hum. Yo, what is going on? You will not believe this kind of stuff I'm seeing. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Ulysses Grant, Spirit was just here. Ulysses Grant, I saw Ulysses Grant. I straight up saw soldiers of the Civil War. Oh my goodness, they were giving me all kinds of messages, all kinds of things, all kinds of goodness. I hope you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it. Speaking of feeling it, let's move it along here because 7:40, we got the message, the angel message that is here for you. We have the mediumship message and a message from Spirit. We've got a lot of good things coming in. We're here till 8 p.m. Oh, man. 2 hours of fun. 2 hours of Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Channel. Yo, I just went in. I'm not even on anything. That was, seriously, this is why do you think I love doing this stuff? It's like drugs without being on drugs. And you want to know the illest part? I took my shirt that has the American flag on it. It says, "We the People." I got a job lot, by the way, $7. And I put it on the drum, and that's what I was drumming over. I can't take it. I can't even deal with this right now. Like I didn't even realize this, but I had I was drumming over the American flag, and I got that vision. Yow! See, the portals are opening. They're opening up at every moment, every second, every waking minute. We are always opening up doors. We're opening up these fantastic, beautiful doors that open up spaces and time in our consciousness, then it leads us to our higher self, our highest purpose, and understanding our own supernatural gifts and supernatural powers. What's yours? Oh my God. That calls for something. So, write it down if you got anything. If you got, you know, whatever it is that you're getting in, whatever it is that, you know, you're able to connect with, whatever it is that you felt, whatever message you had today, you know, what was it? That message is for you. Whatever you saw, all of that, this is all for you. You know, Spirit did all of this for you, channeled through me, just for you, for you, for you, for you. What do we have up next? Okay, so we had Aaliyah, we had... Guess what we have? We have more Primus. This is just so good. I hope you're all feeling it. This is definitely, you know, this is the Cancer new moon. And, you know, despite everybody... On one side, everyone's very emo. Either people are getting into relationships or breaking up, or like me, I just am trying to social distance. No, just kidding, but really. It's social distancing since I came to this earth plane. Anyways, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, your favorite psychic medium, Ryan Merlinite. Mwah.
Friend of mine, 6 foot 2 and rude as hell. I gotta get him in the space class. Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
To spend one night with you in our all rendezvous. Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire.
Greetings. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my nighttime gal. It's thought that suits the Little Rascals music in the background. This is 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford Tufts, free from radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlin. I the Boston media. Oh, yeah. Yo. Oh, my goodness. I'm still, like, I know. I did two meditations. And I'm still, like, on natural drugs. I'm still very amped. I swear, green tea. Green, I'm telling you, green tea. Green tea Reiki. Green tea Reiki. You know, we're living in such a interesting time. I mean, it is a very good time to be alive. Time is speeding up, and humans are discovering the ability to be able to create their world with their energy and their minds and using this power that they have, this phenomenal power. So just So much spiritual technology is being brought to us left and right. Age of Aquarius replayed. Last time we had something like this was back in Vietnam was going on, you know, it was the singer-songwriter era back in the 60s. Don't you miss that? Oh my God. But not really, because, you know, it was like civil rights and Vietnam and it's like death. Okay, that's not really that funny, but you know what I'm saying. Basically, my point is, we live in a really bomb time. We're good. We're in a really good, safe little bubble. And so we have the ability to basically just bring anything we want to fruition. The world is at our fingertips right now. And everybody is really starting to understand that. And everyone really started understanding that during COVID. I mean, I've been doing this since, you know, I came to this earth plane. I've been reading spiritual psychology books since I was 10. And I remember, you know, when I was doing the psychic stuff, everyone was just like thinking I was crazy, calling me crazy. When I was like, yeah, I talked to dead musicians. Everyone was just like, yeah, you're crazy, you're nuts, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden, everybody's, you know, you see tarot cards being sold at Marshall's. Like, it's become so mainstream. It's become so socially accepted. It's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, who's crazy now? I remember when it's like people that I knew, it's like everyone talks about crystals. Everybody talks about energy. Everybody talks about healing. They're installing meditations everywhere. And I remembered, I told everybody, but I remember specifically telling everybody about COVID before it happened. I didn't say specifically COVID, that COVID was going to hit, but I said, a spiritual war is coming, and so you better be prepared. So when COVID happened in the pandemic, yo, I was chilling. I was straight up chilling. I was just like, yo, I haven't left social distancing since then. I kind of miss it. I really do. I'm going to be honest. I miss lockdown. I miss the social distancing. I miss, you know, the isolation. It was beautiful. The streets were just, it was a ghost town. It looked like Wild West. Like, woo, wah, wah, wah. It looked like the Wild West. Tumbleweeds. It was beautiful. It's so funny. Everybody means like, you're such an extrovert, but like, really? I like, no. Most of the time, no. Social distancing for life. Just anyways, just kidding. I love you. That's why I'm here on the radio, so I can talk to you, but not actually be with you, you know? It's great. I can actually be here, send you love from a distance. Yeah, this is how I like to socialize. Anyway, I know. I a lot of empaths, or whatever you want to call it. Don't you just hate that word now, empath? It's like, ew. When I hear that word now, I'm like, ew. I'm like, you would say that. You would. Wow. No filter is happening right now. I don't know what's going on. Actually, I do know what's going on. I'm having a ball here, and I feel good. Do you remember the Joker movie where Joaquin Phoenix was all crazy? I don't want to give away the movie, but I'm going to. So, oh well, because that movie was horrible. That was the worst Joker we ever had, by the way. That is like, ew. Okay, Heath Ledger, you're the man. No, Joaquin, sorry. But anyways, after he killed his mom, he's like, I feel good. And it was just like, what are you doing? Anyways, I was just quoting that. Yeah. Don't be the Joker. So anyways, let's raise the vibration, because the vibration is raised. My brain can run astray, because that's what ADHD does. But my whole point basically is that this stuff is easy. It's like really easy. It's super easy to do. All you got to do is like rub a lamp. You just go ahead, rub that lamp, genie pops out, and you're like, yo, it's what I want, $1 million, you know? I want to go live on an island, I want my private jet, hook it up, universe, and universe is like, hells to the yeah. But you got to be aligned, yo. You got to have your subconscious be, that's what you got to program your subconscious. You could tell everyone day and night what you want, but universe is only going to respond to what you are and what you believe, baby. So you better have that installed inside of you. Come on, subconscious. Bring it in. Bring in the joy. Bring in the milk. Give me the blueprints. Bring in the milk. Okay. Wow. rant time. Anyways, I love you to the moon and back. This is the new moon manifesting today. We are manifesting good. We're manifesting everything we want. We're manifesting joy, love, peace, gratitude. Give. You don't even have to ask for anything if you want. You could just give grateful thanks. You don't even have to do anything. Just be. But this is a ripe time. New moon is a ripe time. And if you're a female and you menstruate always on the new moon or the full moon, you're a witch, by the way. I'm just letting you know. And your powers are 10 times more potent. Okay? So use that to your advantage, girl. Girl, you menstruate and use that to your advantage. Anyways, speaking of witches, Aaliyah's spirit was in my dream, so we're going to play some Aaliyah right now. Woo! We're here till 8 p.m. Oh, we're 7:40. We're getting to that time where the message is coming in. I love you. Oh, Jesus. What is that?
The dummy, the cat is a real back clear out of a form out of maimed little twain to his mighty throat. Many a fat other rat met his demise while straight point blank down the cavernous barrel. This saw some prowling machine. Truly a wonder of nature, this urban predator. Tommy the cat had many a story to tell, but it was a rare occasion such as this that he did.
You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yeah, I just did all that. Go ahead. Because I wanted to listen to all three of them at once, but I didn't have time. That's why I did that and ruined it all for you, but whatever. You'll forgive me later. So anyways, Deanna and the Belmonts. Yeah, we got to get into the, The message right now. The message. Bring in the milk. So it is that time right now that we have our mediumship reading going on. I hope you enjoyed all of this and everything that was happening. I sure did. I really did. This was just a really magical time right now. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us. I feel good. Yeah, like the Joker. No, but like legit. I legitimately feel really good. James Brown. So, you know, what I do is, obviously the spirit that we have with us is Aaliyah. And so, wondering what it is that she wants to connect with and what we're coming in. First of all, her spirit is so playful. I'm really so much energy. When I just played all her songs, I was just really feeling the joy she was feeling when I was doing this. I could really feel summoning her in, and that's another way that we attract spirit is actually through sound and music. And when we remind spirit about who they are and we remind them of their light, we help them to transform. We help them to move on, and we help them to ascend. So the more we talk highly of spirit and who they were, and they remember who they are, the more they evolve and they can help us. So I'm pretty sure she's very, very well evolved by now and didn't need any of my help. But it just it's like a continuation, and it goes up and up and it doesn't end. So I'm getting people texting me like, when are you getting to the message? Yeah, like now. I know, you're so eager. Eager beaver. So I'm getting to it now. I'm just explaining more about spirit, just in case people don't understand what I'm doing here. So we're going to go into the message. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, just channel anything she needs to tell us, anything that wants to come in the message for today, and why Aaliyah's spirit came in and why she wanted to come in during this time and the significance. Infinite spirit. So what is the infinite message coming in right? Infiniteness. Joy. Okay, there is the reason why. Okay, so it's very simple. This message is about joy, because immediately as I see her and I see her energy, she was a very happy person. Aaliyah is a very happy person, and she wanted me to communicate this. So anyone who actually did not know her and just, you know, could see an image or whatever, that wasn't an image, that was real. She was a genuinely happy human being. And that's what the energy and the message she wants to spread to you. When we're creating and we're doing, don't ever lose the reason why you're doing something. When we are creating, we're making music, we're making art, whatever it is that we're doing that is in that energy of what helps us to become free as creators, or even if you're not creating, whatever it is that you do, whatever job that it is that you do throughout your day, your work, if we step away from the joy of it, if we step away from the joy of our work and what we're doing, we miss the whole point. It's like you miss a whole day of your life, basically. Why would you waste your time and wait to be happy for something, is what she's saying. Why would we wait for a special occasion or wait for that moment to be happy? Be happy now. Be happy while you're doing it. Be happy. If it's work you don't necessarily like doing, if you're waiting, if you're doing something that's tedious, find something to be happy about. They've expressed this message all over Disney. They express it in The Secret. They express it everywhere you go. And the key is, even if you're doing something so tedious or you're doing something so mundane, cleaning, whatever it is, be happy while you're doing that activity. Because when you are channeling joy through something that you may not, that it may not be your thing, it may not be something that excites you, but it's something you need to do and you need to get done, you create the reality of manifesting while you work. It's like, you know, it's like that. I'm hearing all these Disney songs that are coming in. So the whole point is basically, you're basically wasting your life away if you're waiting to be happy. If you're waiting for an occasion to be happy, it makes no sense. So stop wasting your time waiting for that birthday, waiting for the celebration, waiting for your day off, waiting for the vacation, waiting for that time, waiting to get off of work. No, well, be happy then, because you're gonna be able to keep it. That's what keeps and secures your happiness. And while you're able to secure it is when we are nurturing it all the time, not just once in a while. What are you doing? You know, we're watering our happiness. We're growing our happiness. We're planting the seeds for our happiness when we are living in the present and in the moment. You see, when we're waiting for a special time to be happy and celebrate, what we're doing is we're telling the universe and we're telling ourselves that happiness can only be lived through circumstance. So then that's exactly what you're going to get back. So if you're like, I'm going to wait to be happy, I'm going to wait to celebrate after I'm done doing this work, you're telling the universe, well, you're only going to be happy once in a while, and that's what I'm going to give you. So you need to tell the universe, no, I'm going to be happy all the time. And guess where that stems from? Gratitude. It's so beautiful. What a beautiful message. Let's see what else. We have 5 more minutes and we're going to see what else Aaliyah's beautiful spirit has to say. A reminder that there needs to be a remembrance about events and things that happen, and how you need to be reminded that you're always in control. That sometimes we get swayed in different directions, or we get taken off by other people's vices or or other people's energies, and sometimes we don't feel free. There's a message, a strong message about freedom right here, and how this is connected to the joy and happiness. The more we're able to discern situations, and we can say yes to something or no to something because it's truly what we want or truly what we don't want, we're going to experience more freedom, which is going to attract more happiness. You see, that's how we attract more joy in our lives, and we can feel more joy. And we can just feel joy when we're not doing anything. When you wake up and you go outside and you sit in the grass and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm high as a kite right now. This feels so good to be alive. You want to get in those states. How do you just get in those states where you're happy for no reason and you're joyful for no reason? It's your boundaries. It's your discernment. It's the way you live and the way you communicate with others and what you want and what you don't want. You've got to say no when you want, when you mean no. When you don't want something, you've got to say no. When you want something, you've got to say yes to it. Because that's your God-given right. That is your inherited right to have a choice. You were born with free will. So in that free will is connected to the roots of your joy and your happiness. You see, freedom, joy, happiness, it's all connected in one conglomeration. They're all one. So when we're able to feel this and we're able to feel free and we're able to have, and when we have the confidence to know what we want, that's how we're going to express more happiness, more confidence in ourselves, and that we are, the more confident we are around other people, the more we are confident with ourselves, the more other people are going to see that, the more you, the universe and people outside are going to respond to that. You know, you have to be the authority of who you are in your world. This is your world. Where's your authority? This is your life, you know. Don't be swayed by, you know, we grow up in conditions constantly about how we have to do this, we have to do that, and how small we are, and how we should never show our power, and how we should never shine our light. So if we're always hiding our light, we're always watering ourselves down so we can be liked and accepted, you're gonna feel less joy. I'm gonna tell you that. We think that being accepted, we think that that's gonna give us more love and more happiness and yada, 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 but it steals it. It takes more of that away. The more we conform to what others want, the less freedom, the less joy we're gonna have. So take that into consideration. Take all of that into consideration about what it is that you really, really need. Does that make sense? Does all of that make sense to you? How all of this is connected. So the more you have boundaries, the more joy you're going to have. The more, basically, the more you have your middle finger up, the more you're going to have a smile on your face to, you know, it basically in a nutshell is what Aaliyah's spirit is saying. Because, you know, she was a beautiful infinite spirit, and she crossed over early because her job was done. She needed a very temporary experience. There was so much joy, such a small lifespan in her life. And the message is that have joy always, because that is who she is. If you're going to go out there, you're going to be the next Jimi Hendrix. You know, you're going to be the next Michael Jackson. You're going to be the next Rolling Stones or whatever, you know, the next actor, actress, whatever it is, whoever it is, you're going to be the next comedian, the next famous superstar. You always remember to have that joy, because your fame, your fortune, your riches, your wealth is nothing without it. If you have not have that heart space and that heart center, and you're not connected to your heart center, and you are not connected with spirit and your spirituality, none of that is going to matter. No kind of validation, no kind of acceptance is going to give you that kind of freedom the way you're going to give yourself, because you can have it or you cannot have it, but it is what you give to others that is really going to create the star within you. Amen. Thank you. We are out of time here. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the boss of Medium. This was a beautiful new moon in Cancer. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much. I love WMFO. I love being here. I am so grateful. Let's manifest today. I manifest $1 billion. Woo! What are you manifesting? Okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye. So long. Farewell. I love you.
forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throwing your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.